Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the sun and fun capital of the world. And it was sun and fun today. It hit 74 degrees, and it was beautiful. This is Professor Wrestling, starring the one and only Steve Logan from Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Steve, how you doing tonight?
Oh, doing good. Just
We're glad to have you here. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm here too, to just kind of like tag along, because I like tagging along with superstars. You're kind of a superstar in our podcast world here of Scary Cast, pro wrestling interviews, and pop culture stars, and we love working with you. And thanks for being here tonight for the world premiere of Professor Wrestling. You are coming to us live from Richmond, Virginia. So how are you doing tonight? Tell us what's going on in wrestling. What's going on in the ring?
Yeah, it's a lot going on. But I did want to focus on a little bit on New Japan. Upcoming January 4th and 5th is their biggest shows of the year. It's Wrestle Kingdom 16. Also, the third night is going to be on January 8th, and that's Pro Wrestling Noah versus New Japan show. So that's three cards with, you know, their biggest brand, you know, pay-per-view name attached to it. So it's a pretty exciting month of wrestling. And also, there's WWE with Day One, their event, and there's a lot of chaos with them right now because of the COVID outbreak that they had and testing being removed and all that. But I think right now...
Steve, I want to tell you something that I heard. My buddy Dick Morris, he's a kind of an international political commentator. Do you know what he said about COVID? And I thought it was one of the wisest things I've ever heard. You ready for this one?
I don't know if I am, but go ahead.
Okay. Dick said, you know what? You can't contain a virus. You can't keep people behind closed doors. You can't strangulate the economy. This Omicron thing, everybody's going to get COVID. And they've got some new ways to treat it, and just let everybody get it, and let's go on the way it is. And I think that's good. I mean, look, the Delta variant is dangerous. The original COVID variant is dangerous, but Omicron seems to be not so dangerous. So I want to give kudos to Dick Morris, the national political commentator, and my buddy, for saying that on his show today. I loved it. It was on his lunch alert, dickmorris.com. So check it out. It's an interesting opinion, and I like it. So, and I guess I'm just sitting around here. I'm tired of wearing a mask. Nobody in Myrtle Beach is wearing a mask. Nobody is wearing a mask down here in Myrtle Beach. So anyway, that's just what I got to say. And I think different opinion, different well-respected opinions are good. Now, please continue with what you were going to say, but I just had to get that in there, okay?
Yeah, there is just a lot of stories right now about the chaos in WWE. There's a bunch of stars got taken off their shows, and they're, like, trying to isolate certain stars so that way they don't, so they could work their next event called Day One. But right now, I think AEW and New Japan are the more interesting products, and so I'm definitely looking forward to Wrestle Kingdom this January. And then AEW has been really interesting lately with Brian and Paige feuding. They had a 60-minute match on TV on Dynamite recently, and Brian now wants a rematch of Paige with the judges in case they go 60 minutes again. So that's kind of an interesting stipulation. I think Paige will possibly retain against Brian when they rematch, but the fact that they're introducing judges is interesting because it's rarely used in wrestling. But and speaking of New Japan earlier, I did see an AEW show in Norfolk on the 18th, and Tomohiro Ishii was on that card. So that was pretty cool, getting to see a New Japan team in AEW. And I'm really glad that they had that relationship with New Japan. And look forward to whoever comes over from New Japan to AEW next. But like a Minoru Suzuki earlier this year. But, just a rundown, like a preview of this night one, January 4th of Wrestle Kingdom 16. Main event is Shingo Takagi versus Kazuchika Okada. And Shingo is a champion right now. Okada is the G1 Climax 31 winner, so he's challenging Takagi. And that should be a pretty good main event. Shingo has the newer title belt with the different plates than the traditional former IWGP championship, heavyweight championship. And the winner of that goes to night two and faces Will Ospreay, who is one of the best high flyers wrestlers outside of WWE right now in the world. So I think I'd love to see Shingo beat Okada and have a Shingo-Will Ospreay rematch, because every time Shingo and Will Ospreay have a match, it's match of the year contender. So I think but either matchup, Okada or Shingo versus Ospreay, should be pretty great. Then the junior heavyweight championship match, I think, is the seventh match on the card, the semi-main. Takahashi versus El Desperado. That should be really great. Takahashi just won the Super Junior Heavyweight, the Super Best of the Super Juniors tournament on the 15th, and that's like their cruiserweight division, the juniors. And El Desperado is the current champion right now, so that should be a really good matchup. I think they have been rivals in the past. And then just also on that December 15th show, they had a finals of the World Tag League. They had Hirooki Goto and Yoshihashi won the World Tag League. So they're facing the Dangerous Techers, Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr., who are from the Suzuki-Gun faction. Goto and Yoshihashi are from the Chaos faction. So that should be a really good tag team title matchup on day one. Dangerous Techers, I haven't seen all the results from there's like a Tokyo Sports Awards that they do every year for wrestling. And Dangerous Techers, I know, were tag team of the year, so congrats to them. Zack Sabre Jr., I think, is one of the best wrestlers in the world, technical-wise, technique-wise. He's definitely up there with, I think, a Bryan Danielson in technique. But so that should be a good tag team match. I think Goto is underrated as well. So fifth match on day one is Tomohiro Ishii versus Evil, who I mentioned earlier. Ishii, he's the current never openweight champion. He beat Jay White, I believe, on New Japan Strong. Or no, it was another event. But this is going to be a really good heavyweight type match with Ishii and Evil. I expect them to, really go at it snug. That should be really good. And then this is what I'm really looking forward to the most, is this fourth match on the card, Kitsuru Shibata's return match. He had a match with Zack Sabre Jr. Earlier, and it was a 5-minute exhibition type match where they kind of went to a draw, and it was kind of like catch wrestling. No pins or submission, you know, no pins. Or there was no submission falls either. It went to a 5-minute draw. But I'm really glad to see Shibata make his return because he had a really bad hematoma. It was widely believed that he was retired. But that's why it was a really big deal, even a long while back when he had that confrontation with Kenta, because Kenta turned on the LA Dojo that Shibata, mentors over there. And so just seeing Kenta fighting or getting beaten up or attacked by Shibata a while back was a big deal. But now you got Shibata. He wrestled Sexy Junior for 5 minutes, and then just recently at the World Tag League Best of Super Juniors finals, he made an announcement that he's going to be competing on night one of Wrestle Kingdom, and the opponent is not listed yet, but it's been announced that it's catch wrestling role, so that's going to be an interesting stipulation. I really look forward to finding out when his opponent is announced, or if he just is going to be a surprise. I think it'd be cool if it was an AEW-type wrestler to come over, like a Bryan Danielson, but with the COVID rules, it's kind of hard to tell if that's possible. But I think they'll definitely have a decent surprise opponent for Shibata in that catch wrestling rules match. And then third match on the card is Naito Sanada Bushi from LIJ versus Jeff Cobb, Great O'Connor, Will Ospreay. So you got some faction warfare there. You got Los Ingobernables, Vega Pong, LIJ versus United Empire. Will Ospreay, I mentioned earlier, is going to be on night two facing the winner of Takagi versus Okada. So, and Jeff Cobb is a really good great wrestler right now, too. He's a big heavyweight shooter type wrestler, but he can do moonsaults and all the high flying stuff. So that should be really good. I'd like to see Naito and Will Ospreay get involved in that matchup for sure. And second match on night one is Rocky Romero, Taguchi, and Tanahashi versus Bullet Club, Kenta, Taiji Ishimori, and El Fantasmo. And that should be a good second match on the card. Tanahashi and Kenta, I believe, are going to face off possibly night two. I'll have to read on that soon. The first match on the night one is Yo versus Sho. They used to tag team together as Roppongi 3K, and Sho turned on Yo and joined Evil's faction, the House of Torture. So there's definitely some it's going to be a blood feud right there, Yo and Sho. And, you know, just recently when Yo was facing Takahashi at the Best of Super Junior tournament finals, the show interrupted that match and tried to make it a no contest, and they pile-drived Yo and Naito, and it was a pretty big deal because they were still able to finish the match even though they'd been pile-drived on the floor, and had a 38-minute match, epic, you know, tournament finals match. And the one thing I like about New Japan right now is that it feels like the losses do matter. You know, Yo was emotional after losing to Takahashi in the finals. And, you know, Wrestle Kingdom 9 is when I got into New Japan. And you could just tell that the losses do matter because Okada lost to Tanahashi that night in the main event, and Okada was, like, visibly tearing up as he was leaving the ring. So that's one thing I'll say about New Japan right now is that even though they're not as hot as they were a few years back, and I think that's because of the pandemic over there and worldwide. But just night one alone has me interested in their Wrestle Kingdom as well. And then I'll try to go over a little bit of night two, run down that card because those are the two big events coming up. The first match on night two is a Junior Heavyweight Championship. It's going to be for the Junior Tag Team Championship in a three-way tag team match. So that should be pretty great. Ishimori and El Fantasma from Bullet Club versus Robbie Eagles and Tiger Mask, who are the current Junior Tag Team Champions. And Taguchi and Romero, the mega coaches. That should be really good junior heavyweight action. Second match on that card is a pretty big deal. Stardom, they're the all-female, all-women's wrestling league in Japan. They're like the top brand right now. There's other women's wrestling leagues in Japan, but Stardom is kind of that top one, that top brand. So it's really cool that New Japan is, you know, letting some women's wrestling on their main card, because usually the women's matches that they had Stardom would be on the pre-show, and I think that's because of TV rights. But Mayu and Starlight Kid versus Tam Nakano and Saya. So that should be pretty good. I believe that's the it's a tag team match. So that's pretty good that they're showcasing some women's wrestling from over there. And then the third match on the card is the King of Pro Wrestling 2022 four-way. I believe that there's no wrestlers announced for that match yet, but that's going to be entertaining matches as well, the four-way. Fourth match in the cards, never open weight, six-man tag, the House of Torture, Evil, Yujiro, and Sho versus Chaos, Goto, Yoshashi, and Yo. And Evil, Takahashi, and Sho are the champions right now, so we'll see if Chaos can defeat the Bullet Club. Seems like the House of Torture group is, causing a lot of havoc lately, especially Sho interrupting that junior, Fest of the Juniors tournament matches, finals. But fifth match on night two, Sonata versus Great Okan. I think that should be a really good matchup. Great Okan has improved a lot over the year, and Sonata's star material for sure. Sixth match on night two is Naito versus Jeff Cobb. That should be really good. Jeff Cobb is legit, and Naito is a star, so that should be really good singles action. And then the seventh match on the card is the U.S. heavyweight title. It's a no DQ match with Kenta versus Tanahashi, so I'll definitely be looking forward to that one. Kenta, is from Bullet Club, and with it being no DQ, you wonder if Bullet Club is going to invade that matchup. And Tanahashi is one of their biggest stars in New Japan. I think before Okada's rise, Tanahashi was that John Cena, the New Japan promotion, the ace. So this should be a really good matchup with Tanahashi and Kenta. And then the main event is going to be the winner of Takada or Takagi versus Okada from January 4th versus Will Ospreay. So I think either Okada or Takagi could have a really great matchup with Will Ospreay, but I'm kind of rooting for Takagi to possibly win that and have a rematch with Ospreay. But those are just the first two nights. I won't go into too much detail about January 8th because I'm less familiar with Pro Wrestling Noah, but that should be a pretty interesting card. You got, I believe, one of the matches on that card is Okada and Tanahashi, which is Keiji Muda, Great Muda, and his partner. So, and then that January 8th show is going to be it's going to be a benefit to the Japanese Red Cross over there. So it's good to see that New Japan and Noah are willing to cross promote and benefit the Red Cross over there. So that's a lot to look forward to, and I'm going to try my best to watch at least the first two nights live and check out the other events coming up this month. If I can, since we have 10 minutes left, I did want to mention in my area, the 15th of January, I believe, is going to be a Jiu-Jitsu tournament that I might go check out and watch. It's Fuji. They're putting on the tournament. I think I saw them earlier this year in August. And then the 22nd is United Elite Wrestling from Richmond, Virginia. And they're a really fun promotion to follow right now. And they've announced a lot of big names for their roster that are probably coming this upcoming year. And definitely looking forward to former Ascension, former WWE wrestler Connor from the Ascension tag team is going to be, I believe, at the 22nd show. But, yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to the most in wrestling right now, AEW, New Japan, and the local events in my area. But, John, did you have any questions or comments?
Well, I did have one comment when you talked about ladies wrestling. And I kind of grew up in a time where ladies were just under the main event. And knowing Susan Green as well as I do, and we send out best wishes, hope she gets better from her leg incident. And she's just such a great such a great star. You know, the days when she used to wrestle Bertha Faye on WWE and all that. I mean, those gals really knew what they were doing. Their technique was awesome. And, you know, we're lucky that there are ladies, girls out there wrestling that are really, really good. And I talked to Susan about that. Maybe if you're interested, we'll have Susan on our show and she can talk. We can talk a little bit about ladies wrestling if you'd be interested in that.
Oh, yeah, that'll be pretty great. I know she has wrestled over there in Japan and had some intense matchups. And,
absolutely.
You know,
I mean, it was
some blood over there.
I love what Susan said. She goes down to Mexico and some promoter said, "I want you to drop the belt to so-and-so." And she looked at the guy and said, "Tell her to beat me if she can." And she wiped the ring with her. I mean, you know, no, Susan Green was honestly unbeatable in her prime in the 60s and 70s. And even Ric Flair says that, just dragging out some history that I love. So anyway, Noah, this is great. I guess what we're going to do, it's 8:54. I'll give you the closing comments, but I'm going to be headed over to In the Ring, hosted by Brady Hicks, our buddy. I'll tell him that we have In the Ring. Thank you. I get to talking, and then I just forget what I'm supposed to say. But anyway, you know, I'll be heading over there tonight, so just go to just Google In the Room and Brady Hicks, and you will find it. And our show will be on Scarycast for a while, and we'll be back next week at about 8:30. And now I want to give you the most important word of the night, the final word, okay?
Yeah, not much more to go into. Just follow the ScaryCast network page on Facebook and follow me at Star Steven on Twitter, Instagram, you know, for more links and updates. So, John, I think we could wrap up. Glad I got my final word and plugs in. Thanks for having me on previewing New Japan for next year.
And everybody be sure to check out ScaryCast. That's where we will be located. And I'll make it a little easier. I'll be posting a link. Actually, I think the link is already up, ScaryCast Podcast. I will tell everybody, but no, and I'll let everyone know on In the Room that we've got this going, and we'll be talking about it some on the one and only Pro Wrestling Interviews. That is Sunday night, 9 p.m., starring the Amazing Velvet. And, of course, I'm lurking around the corridor somewhere, and you're on there from time to time, and we have a blast. Amazing Velvet is truly one of my favorite people, and it's just a pleasure to work with him. So all I got to say, oh, and don't forget, Monday night, 9 p.m., ScaryCast, starring Dr. Trey Donaway, Robin McRae, me, and Mark Johnston, and, of course, Devin Tate, our comedian and man from West Hollywood. So, look, I'll see you again next time. I'll tell everybody all about Professor Wrestling, and we'll see everyone next time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday nights, right here. Have a good one, Steve.
You too.
Bye-bye.